WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
The Israeli writer and peace activist David Grossman first achieved fame in the late 1980s for The Yellow Wind, a nonfiction book about the life of Palestinians in the West Bank and Gaza Strip. Since then, he's become internationally acclaimed for a series of novels, including Sea Under Love and The Book of Intimate Grammar. His latest novel, To the End of the Land, was written under the shadow of personal tragedy, and our critic at large, John Power, says it's a great novel about the invasion of private life by public history.
It's part of our national ethos that most Americans see themselves as free, self-defining individuals. In many other countries, that's impossible to do. You see, history is constantly rubbing up against you. Nowhere is that truer than in the Holy Land. I was reminded of this as I read To the End of the Land, the latest novel by David Grossman, the brilliant Israeli writer and activist who some call the conscience of his country. An honorific I sure don't envy him. I have enough trouble being the conscience of myself without having to do the job for millions of other people. That said, To the End of the Land is a novel that, among many other things, is about conscience. Its heroine is Ora, a gray-haired mother of two, recently separated from her husband. When her beloved son Ofer goes off on a military operation, Ora is terrified for his life. But rather than wait for the so-called notifiers to show up at her door with horrible news, she leaves Jerusalem. This is at once a form of magical thinking. If she's not there to get the bad news, then Ofer won't be hurt, and a way of refusing to be part of the war-making process. And so Ora hikes for days in the hills of Galilee along with her former lover Avram, from whom she's been estranged for decades. As the two climb between terebinth trees and placards devoted to those killed in Israel's wars, Ora tells her life story. We learn all about her and her husband Ilan, their two sons Ofer and Adam, and the family life they built. Along the way, we also learn what happened during the Yom Kippur War that turned Avram, once a sprightly source of exuberant artistry, into a quiet man who's retreated from the world. Grossman began working on this book when his son Yuri was in the army, and he hoped that writing it would somehow protect him. It didn't. Yuri and his tank mates were killed by a rocket in southern Lebanon. Naturally, this gives To the End of the Land a moving resonance. But Grossman would be the first to say that this doesn't guarantee its literary merit or give it any special moral authority on questions of war and peace. If the book was only about Ora fearing for her son, it would be just another boringly well-meaning anti-war novel. In fact, it's much, much more. For starters, Ora's story is about living in a country defined by what's known simply as the situation, the daily pressure of Middle Eastern history with its hatred and pettiness and killing. The book's original Hebrew title is A Woman Flees News, and the point is that Israelis can't really flee it and remain Israelis. And this exacts all sorts of costs on everyone, Jews and Arabs alike. Ora isn't simply worried that Ofer will be killed, but that in the ugly process of fighting the nation's battles, he will turn into someone she can't approve of, a hyper-masculine thug. She wants him, and Israel, to have a clear conscience. Then again, if To the End of the Land were only about the soul of Israel, it would feel abstract, unemotional. Instead, it's enormously powerful. Grossman has a feel for the fury and mire of domestic life, for the thrilling sound of the individual human voice. I've read few novels that capture so well the adventure of raising kids. Grossman has always been drawn to the magic of childhood, and to the way that men's bantering conversation can close out women, even a mother who loves them. At the center of all this stands the unforgettable figure of Ora, a woman at once nurturing and exhausting, sensual and deeply moral, boundlessly garrulous and not a little secretive, a life force and a real piece of work. As both a devoted mother of two sons and a loyal daughter of Israel, she yearns to be free of the moral and physical threats that are the very air she must breathe. But like Grossman, she knows there's no escape from history, let alone what lies beneath it, the terrible fragility of families and nations and all we hold dear.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue and Vogue.com. You can read an excerpt of David Grossman's new novel, To the End of the Land, on our website, freshair.npr.org.